aircraft will return to commercial service in January.
They've been grounded since March after two fatal crashes that killed 346 people. The company says it hopes to begin delivering the planes to customers in December.
Fox's Gernal Scott. North Korea's UN Ambassador Kim Song today accusing the U.S. of political and military provocations. Kim says relations between the U.S. and North Korea have made little progress since the June 2018 summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. America is listening to Fox News.
Today is Veterans Day. It is a day when all Americans reflect upon the service and sacrifice of our men and women in uniform, past and present. Much is said about how these citizen soldiers keep our nation and way of life safe from harm. However, how can we truly appreciate the sacrifice these fine folks and their families make for us each day? Unless you've walked in their boots, you may not be able to. So today, just think. Just think about what our nation would be without the service of generations past. Just think about our present challenges without the service of our men and women around the globe. And most of all, just think about our future generations, safe and free, because of the actions of these patriots throughout history. Today, think and join us in saying thanks. Have a happy Veterans Day.
And with that, let's salute Tex Ritter, not the singer, but the father of my wife. Tex Ritter, who served in World War II, is buried at Arlington National Cemetery. It's funny, she's been getting herself organized and came across a photo of him in uniform. And it was stunning how much his grandson looks like him, Shondor. It's just really cool. 5:03 on this Veterans Day, because of the movie Midway coming out, and I do encourage you to see it, because it's an incredible story, and the movie is, on the whole, I gave it 3.5 stars. Who cares? It really hits all the angles on the story, and this one maybe more than other movies made on Midway and Pearl Harbor and stuff, salutes the intelligence officers. You know, you couldn't help but watch the movie and say, geez, this is just like today. We still have people in the government who know things and don't act, or can't get the attention of the right people. This is how we wound up with DHS, which, seems like just another giant government boondoggle. Because the FBI knew things and the CIA knew things and nobody communicated. Yeah, we got people. We're a little worried about a guy in Arizona who's taking flying lessons, but he doesn't want to learn how to land a commercial aircraft. And all of that was supposed to end, that these branches were supposed to, like, fall under one umbrella and communicate with each other. Yet I think these little turf wars are still going on, and it's obvious with this deep state garbage.
They're still not communicating.
No. The State Department funding related to an earmark for Ukraine. The DOD was funding specific. Blah, 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 blah. We got another mealy mouth. There she, you can tell she's a liberal. You can't. They all have that glassy-eyed pseudo-intellectual puss. Where's the remote? Hand me that remote, please. I'm putting on Andy Griffith. If I want to find out what's happening in America, I'll go back 50 years. Since, especially our local politicians like to live in 1960, pretend that's still the case. Oh, it's the Family Feud one. 5 minutes after 5 o'clock, before we revisit traffic. It's pretty busy on 85. Wasn't slow, but there's a lot of traffic out there heading home. We'll get the latest from Skipper in a moment. Georgia Floors Direct might be a good place to stop if you want to spruce a room up or spruce up your entire house before the holidays. They are overstocked. They absorbed the inventory of a place that went out of business and acquired a large amount of flooring at pennies on the dollar, and they still have remnants and flooring left from that acquisition where you can actually get below wholesale. So you can really redo a room or part of your house or all of your house for a lot less It's always the wholesale price at Georgia Floors Direct, but in this particular instance, below that. And the easy way to do it is kind of think ahead about what you're interested in doing. Just replacing carpet with carpet or maybe a different type of flooring. Go see Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers at Georgia Floors Direct, and they will let them know what your approximate budget is. I'll tell you that you could do 18 months good as cash at Georgia Floors Direct for qualified customers, and that's nice. No interest. They will help you find the flooring that you want, arrange installation with a team they've built and worked with for many, many years. And all you'll have to do is admire the great result they produce when all is said and done. Easy to find, a flooring destination since 1969 on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Georgia Floors Direct. Great Facebook page, too, by the way. Before we hit traffic, Brant is off today. But I can tell you with authority that renewed faith in Boeing's 737 MAX helped the market end on an upswing today. You heard the, what's his name, Dennison on Fox News mentioned the same story. I wasn't sure if the markets were open at all today, but the Dow did finish up. It's almost a 27.7. Could be to 28. It's up 50% in 3 years, but we can't have that. No, let's bring back. Whoa, we can't keep those jobs here. Oh, that country ain't coming. That company ain't coming back. Oh. Rich mentioned yesterday. He says, "I wish Hershey hadn't moved to Mexico." Well, they wouldn't have if they hadn't had a punitive 35% tax rate here. They'd still be in Hershey, freaking Pennsylvania. But what do I know? I'm just a hot show toast. 508.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, this Veterans Day has turned into quite an exciting afternoon. We had an accident earlier on I-85 northbound just past Ann Street before Perry Hill. We done had another. This one's a vehicle and like an 18-wheeler and a car. It's off on the right side of the road. Traffic is still moving pretty good on I-85 northbound, the last I saw. But use caution there as you pass through Ann Street onto Perry Hill. Taylor Road at I-85 northbound ramp. We had an accident there earlier that had traffic really backed up on Taylor. We're hoping that one is about out of the way. But what do you know, son of a gun, the Heartburn Highway delivers again. We have an accident reported now at Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We'll keep you updated. You don't have to fight with your pet for a turkey leg this Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to 33 Main Street. Hurricane damage on roadways. Major flooding.
When minutes matter and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A reckless murder charge has been dismissed against a man accused in the deadly shooting of an Alabama State University student. A district judge ruled last week there wasn't probable cause to convict 23-year-old William Slater in the death of 19-year-old Alexis Moss. Moss was shot when a large fight broke out in front of a home in September. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a shooting that happened late Friday night. The suspect is identified as Sylvester Thomas. Officials say the shooting was the result of an argument. The victim was rushed to a hospital. No word on their condition. And a gag order is now in place in the case against the man accused of kidnapping Anaya Blanchard. The Lee County DA said the gag order prohibits 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid and his legal team from speaking on the details of the case. Yazid was arrested on Friday morning in Escambia County, Florida, in connection to the disappearance of the 19-year-old Blanchard, who disappeared on October 24th. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Undoubtedly, you know by now we have an Arctic cold front on the way. We've been talking about it for several days. For tonight, periods of rain. The Arctic cold front arrives in the wee hours of the morning. It'll turn windy and sharply colder at low 39. Tomorrow, a little leftover rain in the morning. High temperature may reach the mid-40s by, let's say, late morning and then sharply fall after that. We'll be in the 30s by sunset. North winds 15 to 25 miles per hour will make it seem a lot colder. Tuesday night, clear, cold, the first freeze, record low temperature on Wednesday morning of 24 could be tied. We'll be in the mid-teens as far as the wind chill factor. Sunshine on Wednesday with a high barely up to about 50. Stay on top of the weather changes with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The 11th day of the 11th month. Veterans Day. Home of the free because of the brave.
It is 5:13 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Updating the Live in Fear Doppler. Y'all know what's coming. We've been beating you over the head with it since Halloween. That's when Rich first told us, he says, I think we're going to get a huge polar snap in the next couple of weeks. And that's what's coming. As the sun was setting, you know, as the sky started to get that, some like it, some don't. I love the look of the winter sky when the sun is setting in the southwest. And today you had this mixture of gray and purple and, you know, dim yellow. It always looks like it's going to snow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not going to snow, but it's going to be cold enough to freeze. The rain with the system, there are some light showers, a couple of them in our immediate area. There's a band to the south, just light rain. And as we zoom out, gosh, I sound like I know what I'm talking about, don't I? The heavier stuff, the line of potential either heavy rain or thunderstorms, that is just now cutting into the western side of the state, and while north of us, the southern end of it, the stuff that'll hit us is about to move into Jackson, Mississippi. So that part of the weather is hours away. But there's that familiar winter look on the map. By the way, I thought the planet was on fire, that this is the hottest year since hell was born or something. Yeah, it was hot. October started out over 100 degrees, and look where it ended. And it's going to be, it's still not even mid-November, and we're going to be in the 20s Wednesday morning.
Yes.
That's why I built a hearty chili.
I heard.
For Rich and Jay. And tomorrow morning, if you were listening the afternoon, we had Jessie Lynn as our sidekick. She's going to be co-hosting with us tomorrow.
Great.
She is super sweet. And I don't mean that in a condescending male-female way. She is. She's really nice. A lot of fun. So we're looking forward to that. And I will have enough chili for her, too. But I guess the worst of it's Wednesday. What do I make? Maybe I'll have to make oatmeal or something really horrible for everybody on Wednesday morning. Here you go, Rich. Here's your gruel.
Something and hot and ladle out a stick big, to your ribs.
You want some brown sugar and cream with that, sir? This is your digital rain gauge boy. A number of years ago, one of my listeners contacted me and said, I have a relative in Georgia who was at, Hickam Field in Pearl Harbor when the attack broke out on December 7th. And I said, please, can we get an interview? And we did. The man who has since passed away, his name was Noah King. I'm going to play a little clip from him.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation and, at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after, Japanese air squadrons had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu, the Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area. The facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God.
So help us God. And with those words, declaration of war from Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And with us on the phone, it's a privilege on News Talk 107.9 FM to welcome from Georgia, Noah King. Noah King, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's a real privilege to have you on the air with us today. Mr. King was there, and if I'm not mistaken, you were in Schofield Barracks at the time of the attack.
That is correct. I was at Schofield Barracks. I was a corporal in the Army and was at that particular time I was training recruits which had arrived in Hawaii.
Mr. King, if I may, I'd like to take you back to the day before, December 6th. Was there anything about the day before the attack that seemed ominous? What were you doing on the 6th? I understand that was a Saturday night. Did you go into Honolulu? Do you remember what you were doing at the night before?
I certainly do remember what I was doing, and I have heard many things about what the soldiers and sailors were doing in Hawaii since that time. But myself and a squad of Army troops were on military patrol on Saturday night. We went out about 6 o'clock in the evening, and we patrolled all night, and we came back in early Sunday morning.
Okay.
Prior to the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Let me ask you this. When the attack broke out, did you hear of it because of the noise of the attack, or did somebody tell you that Pearl Harbor was under attack?
We heard it because of the noise. Schofield Barracks had an airfield. Wheeler Field was adjacent to Schofield Barracks. And of course, it was under the Army at that time, the Air Force was. So we heard the Japanese planes strafing and bombing Wheeler Field.
Wow.
I thought myself and the other troops around me, we were in our mess hall eating breakfast. We had come in off a patrol. We thought it was our own airplanes down there doing some training. They did that early in the mornings, and we thought they were out there doing that. A few minutes later, the Japanese came across the barracks where we were and strafed the barracks.
Wow.
We knew that something was wrong then. We knew it wasn't our own planes doing that.
Later, they are very tired. Give them couches where the angels sleep and light those fires. Let them wake whole again to brand new dawns, fired by the sun, not wartime's bloody guns. May their peace be deep. Remember where the broken bodies lie. God knows how young they were to have to die. God knows how young they were to have to die. So give them things they like. Let them make some noise. Give dance hall bands, not golden harps, to these our boys. And let them love Peter. For they've had no time. They should have trees and bird songs and hills to climb. The taste of summer in a ripened pear, and girls sweet as meadow wind with flowing hair. Tell them how they are missed, but say not to fear. It's gonna be all right with us down here. Let them in, Peter. Let them in, Peter.
Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic on this Veterans Day. If you are on I-85 downtown headed out to Ann Street, you're going to have a bit of a slowdown. We've had two accidents, one a long time ago, that is still causing a little bit of a slowdown, and now a new one just before Ann Street. Traffic is moving, but it is slow in some spots, kind of a gawker block mainly, but use caution there. We had an accident much earlier, Taylor Road at I-85 northbound at the exit ramp. We're thinking that one is cleaned up. We're still showing a bit of a backup there. And the Heartburn Highway has a new accident now, Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road. We're hoping that one is about out of the way or in the final stages of cleanup. Other than that, everything's rolling smooth everywhere. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. At Reinhardt Lexus, you can get a 2014 Lexus ES350 certified with a 2-year unlimited mileage warranty, only $21,976. Call Dan Knotts at Reinhardt Lexus. This special is only available through Wednesday night. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
unhappy ending when the tiger is on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is 5:28 on this Veterans Day, and Ralphie Boy is on the line. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, Greg, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I got some tears in my eyes.
Yeah, me too. My father was in the Pacific, and I got a brother who was in Vietnam, and I just want to say thanks. A lot of guys might just kind of shine this on, but I hear what you're saying, and the heart is there, brother. The heart is there.
Yeah.
So, thanks a lot.
Sure. Thank you for your good words, and God bless your family. Take care, man.
Thank you, sir.
Rich doesn't. And we have something in common in that we love to tell stories and we talk about our families and stuff. And last year he buried his last brother, both of whom were Vietnam vets, at Arlington. And, you know, it in Israel, it was in one of our Truth of Baloney things today, it's service is mandatory there. But to really feel and appreciate it, it's the feeling that Reagan conveyed so perfectly from Normandy on the 40th anniversary of D-Day. But I saw the pictures of Rich at the ceremony for his brother. And very touching. Because he feels everything.
Yeah.
He cares more than I can describe. And the guy frets and sweats every shower that dares come through the city of Montgomery. But he is an incredible patriot, a student and appreciator of history. And that's why we love doing these movies. That's why we love Darkest Hour and Dunkirk. Those are true, amazing historical experiences that were brilliantly told. And I'll be anxious to see if Midway gets some consideration. The fact that I can't remember the lead actor's name is good, because that's part of what ruined other movies. Too many big stars. These events were not about stars. These were about humble, modest men who put it all on the line and achieved an amazing victory. And I wish, I don't know what's going on in our schools. I don't know what they're teaching. Based on things we've heard, I don't know that we're selling what a great country we live in.
You know, there were several of us that went to lunch yesterday from the Baumhauer's group.
Mm-hmm.
And LaDonna was saying that one thing she really appreciates about us who are older is that we lived through so much, saw so many firsts, you know, experienced so much. And she learns from that, because she didn't have those experiences. And I think it's important for us to keep those things alive, keep the memories alive, and pass them on to future generations, because otherwise they're never going to know.
No, I don't know that they understand freedom. Something as rudimentary and basic as that. And the concern is, because they've been told the government is their family and their friend, that it will take the absence of freedom to really understand what it means. And we, believe me, we've got people. Look at that a-hole Schiff is doing to our president. No, we're, no, you can't ask these questions. You can't call in these. What is that? If the presidency is at stake, there's two sides to the story. And apparently, they're just going to bulldoze their way with whatever they consider evidence. There is none. So they can rip the country up with this thing. And then the media, you know, Trump is so divisive. Horse crap. The Great Divider was the last guy. He's the one that, what a horrible Israel. And Trump came along and spoke to the people who are proud to be Americans. Yeah, not a perfect country, always improving. And we are, the fact that he doesn't have 80% approval tells, it speaks to the fact that we sell personalities above principles. And all this guilty garbage about, open borders, really? You really think we should just, to this hellhole that you hate so much?
But what's amazing is that he's been able to accomplish as much as he has, even with all of the...
Mental help from his own party. I'll give you a quick example. There's a video. Google Mall of Somalia. Mall of Somalia. It's actually the Mall of the Americas, but you'd never know it. But it's what you get with sanctuary and they're not interested in assimilating. Let's just put it that way. It's shocking. It's shocking. You may remember the story a few weeks ago. Made the news very briefly because the news' number one job is to pretend it's not a story until they tell you it is. That's how it worked for Goebbels. That's what David Blackman and I were discussing last week, and we'll talk again tomorrow. It doesn't exist until they say it does. But a Muslim threw a three-year-old kid off the balcony of the second or third floor at that place and killed him. Yep. Something to do with...
He survived.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Why haven't we heard follow-up on that? What charges is this man facing? I mean, the story didn't last too long in the news. You watch with Ibrahim Yazid how fast that goes away. Although it's going to be tougher here because people are smarter and pay attention. Where is that poor girl? 5:35. If you have a painting project coming up, I think I'm going to. I think paint is one way you can get. For some reason, one of the rooms in the house has a smoky odor in it. I can't figure out why. So we'll just paint over it, right? Richard's Paint, the best interior paint on the planet at John Lee Paints. And for exterior, spruce things up outside before you hang the outdoor decorations to celebrate Christmas. John Lee's Solar Proof is the solution. It's formulated not only to look great, but it resists mildew and the things that the elements can do to an exterior paint in this state of extreme conditions, as we're about to find out in a couple of days. So whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a professional, insist that the professionals are going to use good paint. Just direct them. I want John Lee Solar Proof for exterior and Richards for interior, because I want my place to look great 7 years after you do it. That's our last house. The interior looks amazing, like it was painted a week ago. That's how well it bears up. That's what you want. You spend good money for good paint, you're not repainting it 2 years later. That's the idea. So stop by and see Charles Bubba Turner and his team at 34 Coliseum Boulevard. They have been selling the best in paint and painting equipment for 3.5 decades. Great local business. Please visit them.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I-85 has been just a mess on this Veterans Day. We had a couple of accidents around Ann Street. We still have a couple on the side of the road. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Traffic seems to be moving a lot better. I-85 at Taylor Road is back to normal. The accident on Taylor Road at the I-85 northbound ramp has been cleaned up, as well as the accident Taylor Road and Atlanta Highway. So other than the slowdown around Ann Street, we are doing pretty good on this Veterans Day. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated on the ride home. Well, looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a shooting that happened late Friday night. The suspect is identified as Sylvester Thomas. Officials say the shooting was the result of an argument. The victim was rushed to a hospital. No word on their condition. A reckless murder charge has been dismissed against a man accused in the deadly shooting of an Alabama State University student. A district judge ruled last week there wasn't probable cause to convict 23-year-old William Slater in the death of 19-year-old Alexis Moss. Moss was shot when a large fight broke out in front of a home in September. And a gag order is now in place in the case against the man accused of kidnapping Anaya Blanchard. The Lee County DA said the gag order prohibits 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid and his legal team from speaking on the details of the case. Yazid was arrested on Friday morning in Escambia County, Florida, in connection to the disappearance of the 19-year-old Blanchard, who disappeared on October 24th. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Undoubtedly, you know by now we have an Arctic cold front on the way. We've been talking about it for several days. For tonight, periods of rain. The Arctic cold front arrives in the wee hours of the morning. It'll turn windy and sharply colder, low 39. Tomorrow, a little leftover rain in the morning. High temperature may reach the mid-40s by, let's say, late morning, and then sharply fall after that. We'll be in the 30s by sunset. North winds 15 to 25 miles per hour will make it seem a lot colder. Tuesday night, clear, cold, the first freeze, record low temperature on Wednesday morning of 24 could be tied will be in the mid-teens as far as the wind chill factor. Sunshine on Wednesday with a high barely up to about 50. Stay on top of the weather changes with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. What'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Because it's working. I don't read the newspaper, the Montgomery Advertiser. I mean, I see it in the store on Sunday morning, and it's always some race-baiting bullcrap. Because no matter what the date on the masthead says, it's always 1955 here. With this newspaper. I had no idea. Somebody left the outer part of one of the sections here. It's the opinion pages. This is nothing but Trump-hating horse crap. Cartoon. If Congress won't play my way, I'll take my ball and go home. And the ball is it says impeachment. Really? Congress isn't playing his way. Where the hell did you come up with this? Who is Margulies? What a dick. He doesn't even have the right to call to confront his accuser. Are you really serious? Do you understand what this newspaper is? This is nothing more than a Joseph Goebbels propaganda piece of garbage. And I'm going to wipe my ass with it the next time I need it. Everything. Oh, look at this. Did you know this? Dana, this is one of their, I guess they can't, they run everything syndicated. Mark Thiessen, Trump's cry that America is fighting endless wars is a canard. No, it's not. It's the truth. And here he is, outraged that we abandoned our Kurdish allies. Really? I haven't heard about that. I think they worked all of that out. They cannot bring themselves taxing storm on the horizon. Well, that's nice. Donald Trump corrupted? Absolutely. How? This is what they're selling. That his conversation with Ukraine about corruption involving Joe Biden and his son was right on the money. So should we send $1 billion or whatever was on the line there to a country that's doing business under the table because we're giving them taxpayer bribes? Again, to you over there, have you heard this comment?
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion.
That's collusion. That's what you're trying to tell us Donald Trump did. That's Joe Biden. With permission from the a-hole he was working for.
Someone who was solid at the time.
Yeah, solid. In other words, somebody who would fire the prosecutor, hey, you got your $1 billion. And they have not, but Trump's the corrupt one. This is frightening. Didn't see anything in that section of the newspaper about record low black unemployment, record low unemployment for every demographic you can think of. Nothing about that. They will try to tell you, although they can't do it with a straight face, that Trump is merely benefiting from the economic brilliance of Barack Hussein Obama. I can't, and that's the first time I've looked at the paper in God knows how long, and that's the last time. Infuriating. Infuriating. Not journalism, propaganda. And they're all saying the same thing. Isn't that amazing? How they all managed to get the same message out day after day after day after the Democratic National Committee tells them what to write.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, well, on this Veterans Day, things are back to normal on I-85 and 65. We're doing pretty good on both the interstates now, as well as the boulevard. Not a lot of traffic out there this afternoon. A little bit on the Atlanta Highway. A lot of folks went shopping this afternoon. We do have a new accident, though, our third one of the day on the Hartburn Highway. And this is another one right at Taylor Road and I-85. This is going to be on the AUM side approaching the interstate, as if you were going across the bridge to East Chase. Use caution there. This is a minor accident, which could be causing a little bit of a problem, but we don't think a very big one. Use caution. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Premier Place Shopping Center has so much for you to shop. GNC, Goodwill, Smooth Vapor, and so much more. Premier Place Shopping Center in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Be the only one without an attorney? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Just want to thank again Don Duncan and Mitch and the whole gang at all three Duncan & Son locations. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Automo, for the free services provided to our military and our veterans today. I thought that was incredibly special. And again, these are people that know who butters the bread of freedom. We all do. And no matter what we say, it's never going to seem adequate. So just bear with us as we struggle to appreciate your sacrifices today. saw the movie Midway yesterday. I loved it. I urge you to see it. I mean, it's an action movie. It's just based on a true story, an amazing true story. And the Battle of Midway, brand new documentary on the Smithsonian Channel tonight.
Yes.
So I will be looking forward to that at about 7 p.m. If you want to see an authentic telling of the story, not that the movie wasn't. The movie has, you got to let Hollywood into some level. They did a pretty good job of managing that. But this is the real deal, and I'll put that up on Facebook here in a second, and we'll be right back.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
On Tuesday, November 12th, registered voters residing in Alabama House District 74 will go to the polls to elect their representative. The following polling places will be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts, Del Rey Church of Christ, Flowers Elementary School, Eastmont Baptist Church, Lagoon Park Fire Station, Frazier United Methodist Church, Eastdale Baptist Church, Houston Hills Community Center, King Hill Community Center, Wears Ferry Road Elementary School, First Christian Church, and the St. James United Methodist Church. If you have questions about whether or not you reside in District 74, please contact the Montgomery County Board of Registrars at 334-832-1215. Get out and exercise your franchise on Tuesday, November 12th.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We played this morning. It's a short montage of famous musicians, all of whom are veterans.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. Help me make it through the night.
She called me Mr. Bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Rowe.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
When do the bells ring for me?
Thank you, Rosie.
Thank you, Greg.
Rusty and David are next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, well, on this Veterans Day, things are back to normal on I-85 and 65. We're doing pretty good on both the interstates now, as well as the boulevard. Not a lot of traffic out there this afternoon. A little bit on the Atlanta Highway. A lot of folks went shopping this afternoon. We do have a new accident, though, our third one of the day on the Heartburn Highway. And this is another one right at Taylor Road and I-85. This is going to be on the AUM side approaching the interstate, as if you were going across the bridge to East Chase. Use caution there. This is a minor accident, which could be causing a little bit of a problem, but we don't think a very big one. Use caution. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Premier Place Shopping Center has so much for you to shop. GNC, Goodwill, Smooth Vapor, and so much more. Premier Place Shopping Center in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed as greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Lyle here from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're conveniently located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week for all of your jewelry needs. Whether it's a repair, whether you want to trade, sell, or have us make something from your heirloom jewelry, we're happy to do it. Come see our new beautiful collections. Pick out something. Let us make it. Whatever it is, we're open to Marguerite's. We're going to give you the highest quality, the finest service, all with top-notch jewelers and at the best price. Come see us at Marguerite's. We really appreciate your business. Thank you.
Get to Kohl's this Sunday and Monday and stack the savings. Take an extra $10 off your $25 purchase. Plus, take an extra 15% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 home sale purchase. Plus, get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. $10 off $25 offer valid November 10th and 11th with promo code VETSDAY. 15% offer with promo code SHOP15 and home offer with promo code ENTERTAIN10. Valid November 7th through 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
ABC Wednesday, country music's biggest night, will make history.
You are phenomenal.
Carrie Underwood hosts the CMA Awards with special guest hosts Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton. Performances by Miranda Lambert, Keith Urban, Maren Morris. Plus, Garth Brooks with Blake Shelton, Lady Antebellum and Halsey, Pink and Chris Stapleton, and so much more. The CMA Awards live, Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Get to Kohl's this Sunday and Monday and stack the savings. Take an extra $10 off your $25 purchase. Plus, take an extra 15% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 home sale purchase. Plus, get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. $10 off $25 offer valid November 10th and 11th with promo code VETSDAY. 15% offer with promo code SHOP15 and home offer with promo code ENTERTAIN10. Valid November 7th through 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
ABC Wednesday, country music's biggest night, will make history.
You are phenomenal.
Carrie Underwood hosts the CMA Awards with special guest hosts Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton. Performances by Miranda Lambert, Keith Urban, Maren Morris. Plus, Garth Brooks with Blake Shelton, Lady Antebellum and Halsey, Pink and Chris Stapleton, and so much more. The CMA Awards live, Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
That's our show, but the joke's on you, because we got paid anyway.
I'm going home to live my creepy, pathetic life.
I'm going to have to ask you and your party to leave.
Slap yourself very hard in the face, then leave.
Could you just leave the room, please?
Leave me alone.
Leave us alone.
I have to undergo an exit interview.
The circle is now complete.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. A federal judge today dismissing President Trump's lawsuit against New York officials designed to prevent Congress from getting his state tax returns, saying he doesn't have jurisdiction in Washington, D.C.
The president sued New York's Attorney General, Tax Commissioner, and the House Ways and Means Committee in July, seeking an injunction to block the application of a New York state law that could allow the Democratic-controlled House to obtain